So we're getting closer and closer to NFL training camp. And, you know, it is a slow time in the sports world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking summer league hoops.
Right.
Because all you got is baseball. You know, you'll have an occasional golf tournament.
Well, I mean,
you got Wimbledon going on right now.
You got Wimbledon. You got the British Open, or not the British, but the Open Championship in golf next week. Yeah. So you got some stuff going on.
I know,
on.
But it's not like the fall.
No.
When things really get going with NFL and college football,
oh,
and then hockey starts and NBA starts and college basketball. So there are all these articles kind of anticipating the NFL season. I kind of wanted your take on this. And maybe we can go and rank them, but there's some intriguing new head coaches this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first of all, Pete Carroll's coming back. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coaching with the Raiders. And he's brought Geno Smith there. They drafted Ashton Jeanty. Just give me if you think they're going to be successful or not.
All right, what does that mean?
Pete Carroll, playoffs. Like, I don't know if... Not necessarily in year one, but do you think his tenure, his return? Look, I think we would say we saw Joe Gibbs come back here in Washington, and he did take him to the playoffs twice, but it was a losing record. I would say overall,
it was a very modest success with Gibbs. He did bring a professionalism,
yes,
and an order to the organization.
And actually, under Snyder, it's pretty miraculous that they got to the playoffs twice in a 4-year span. It didn't happen again.
Well, I think the difference is that Pete's not going to be out like 17 years like Joe. So I think Pete has a better chance of sort of continuing his thing. I think he's a good coach.
All right, so give me we should have the sound effects, but are you going to say successful or not successful?
Well, we know what it is. Go from 4 to 10 wins or anything.
This year his tenure.
They're all hired to be fired, so eventually it'll go south. But I think he will eventually take the Raiders to the playoffs.
I think being successful means you get a second contract.
All right, so do you think he's going to be successful?
Marginally.
I think he's going to be because I don't
love the quarterback situation.
Again, it's subjective how you define successful.
Mm-hmm.
We know it when we see
they'll
it. Right? Ron
better.
Rivera was not successful.
They'll be way better.
Right. Ron Rivera was not successful. So I would say he'll be successful.
He'll have them competitive.
How many new coaches are there? Six? There's about six. Okay, go ahead.
I think it's seven.
All right.
All right, let's go Ben Johnson. The ballyhooed Ben Johnson.
Who the hell is he again? Chicago.
I'm going to say yes because he's got a ton of talent. I'm going to say Ben Johnson, yes, successful.
I mean, I guess.
But I know there's question marks.
I think he's a dweeb. But I guess.
Is he a genius? If he's a genius, then they'll be successful, right? But I'll tell you what, that NFC Championship game, he got way too cute. It was like he was trying to show everybody he's got every play in the bag. And instead of having Jared Goff throw, he has this, you know, receiver on a reverse throw pass, which Sandstrill picks off.
Yeah.
But that said, I do think they're set up for success. They, smartly attacked the offensive line in the offseason.
Which they had to.
So they beefed up their offensive line. I mean, it's going to come down to Caleb. Caleb develop?
Of course.
Everybody thought a couple of years ago that Mike McDaniel
always comes down to the quarterback.
Was a genius.
Yeah.
And now he's barely hanging on. He's barely hanging
on.
Point. In Miami.
So you're going to say yay or nay on successful?
Modest success.
So I'll give him a check mark.
Modest success.
All right.
Kellen Moore, who has taken over New Orleans. I'm going to say he's just not going to work out.
They
drafted Tyler Shuck?
Yeah. They just don't. It's the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
They've got a dicey quarterback situation. Now they drafted him high. Does he turn into be a really good player?
Not successful.
Successful. Yeah. I just think it's just a bad spot. Like you could probably put some of the other coaches in that spot, and I don't know that they'll be successful. Brian Schottenheimer with the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Not successful.
I think that's the safe bet.
No,
That's
my instinct. It's too much there. Jerry, just too much. It's too much.
And then
overcome.
They were a 12-win team a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
But last year was horrible.
Dak has just been dicey in the postseason.
Yeah, but regular season.
You say what you want about Mike
good.
McCarthy. He was a good regular season coach.
Yeah,
I think it's a downgrade.
I'm gonna say average.
I'm gonna say
he might make the playoffs a couple times, but I don't know.
He's not gonna do better than his record will be worse than McCarthy's.
Whose record will be worse?
Schottenheimer's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. His record will be worse than McCarthy. So I'm gonna say not successful. Because he's supposed to take it to the next step. Right? He's supposed to get him over the hump.
Yeah, it's so dependent on the quarterback. Like, if Dak can return to his form from a couple seasons ago, well, then they should be a playoff team.
Well, and then think about
but they got to do more than just get to the playoffs.
True. But, like JP's saying, if you go to the playoffs, you are successful. So, could they get to the playoffs this year? Sure.
Okay, but that's not... Their whole deal was they got to be better. They got to go further than what McCarthy could
take
them.
Yeah, I feel like for him, again, it's subjective. For him, I think success is, you got to get your team. Like, it's been forever since they've been to an NFC Championship game.
Yeah, they got
to need
to
go
that.
As far as what the Commanders did last year. Then they go, okay.
Right.
And I think he's got to do it within 2 years.
Yeah.
He doesn't have as much time as some of these guys.
I'm going to say no. He's going to be less successful than Mike McCarthy.
All right, Mike Vrabel.
All right, but he could still be successful.
Yeah, but
if you compare him to McCarthy, okay, a different story. But
right. I think that's the point, though.
But McCarthy didn't have great success in the playoffs.
If he just gets to the playoffs and loses,
it's more the same.
Over, yeah, they're over that.
It's not a success. It's the same.
Yeah.
All right, but it's how you define the word.
Right, it's because of that situation.
Okay.
All right, so Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel's in New England.
I'm going to say yes, because I'm a believer in that quarterback.
Yeah, you love the quarterback. I think he's a good coach, so I'll say modest success. But it's all going to pale in comparison to what Bill and Tom did.
Of course.
So, modest success, because he's a good coach.
Out of all of the guys that you've already mentioned, I'll say Vrabel won.
He's your one seed?
Yep. In terms of how successful they'll be.
What was his... I know he had success, but I feel like it's a little overhyped. It's not like it's not like he ever went to the Super Bowl. Did he even go to a championship game? I don't think so. What's his playoff record?
Oh, I don't even know if he's won any playoffs.
I feel like he was a modest success and has gotten overhyped since.
I believe he did.
Yeah, they lost to the Chiefs.
Okay.
He went to the playoffs five times.
Five times out of how many seasons?
How long was he there? Six?
So that's pretty impressive.
Good. He's good.
That's pretty impressive.
Sorry. He coached in five playoff games. He went to the playoffs 3 out of 6 years.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Ron Rivera-ish.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good. But he'll pale in comparison to what Belichick did. So. But he'll be modestly successful.
I feel like he's overhyped. All right. So Aaron Glenn's taking over the Jets. You got Justin Fields, a quarterback. Fail.
Aaron Glenn was there last year, wasn't he? Oh no, this
no,
is
he
his
was
first
with
year.
Detroit.
Yeah. I'm not feeling Aaron Glenn.
I'm going to say that's going to be
fail
because, again, it's the quarterback situation.
Yeah, it feels like the Kellen Moore situation in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Just not set up for success.
I mean, unless these guys, play better than expected and Tyler Shuck, it depends on how they progress and how quickly they progress.
My expectation is fail.
Yeah, and most of the coaches for the New York Jets have failed.
Correct.
I mean, how's he different than Robert Saleh? Hot defensive coordinator, takes a gig. If you don't have the quarterback, you're pretty much screwed. Now, maybe Justin Fields is developed and they figure something out. He's been hyped with his, leadership skills.
I have to say, I have an anti, what's his name? The head coach guy? Is it Gordon? What's his name?
Where?
With the Jets. You just mentioned him.
Aaron Glenn.
Yeah. I have an anti-Aaron Glenn thing since they did the Jets Hard Knocks. And was it the Jets Hard? No, it was the Eagles Hard Knocks. Whatever the hell it was. Or maybe it was Detroit's Hard Knocks.
It was the Lions. Yeah,
he was going back and forth with the offensive coordinator, and I thought it was embarrassing. Oh. I did not like the professionalism. It was out on
But what
Aaron
was
Glenn.
He going back and forth
they
about?
They were talking trash to each other in practice, like players would, but their coach.
He and Ben Johnson were talking.
No, it wasn't Ben Johnson. It was
before Ben Johnson.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I did not like. I thought it was a bad look.
All right. So you're down on Aaron Glenn.
I'm out on Aaron Glenn.
All right. So that's kind of a first impression thing. This guy made a first impression at his press conference. He looks like AWOD Liam Cohen, Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't know, dude. He looks like a loser. He looks like a dork.
He does, but, remember everybody was out on Nick Sirianni after his first press conference.
I think they're...
Like, could he be a boy genius?
Well, is Trevor Lawrence going to play like the number one pick in the draft, or is he going to play like a middle of the pack quarterback?
He'll play like a middle of the pack. Like a,
I mean,
like
if
a,
he plays like,
he'll play like a top 12 quarterback.
Well, shoot, you'll take that compared to last year. He was bottom 12 last year.
Yeah, I think he's like a top 12er, though. I think that's like his area. They'll be better.
Will he be a success?
Modest success.
So if I were to
but Jason's definition of the second contract, will he be their head coach in 5 years?
If you're fired in the first contract, you're not a success.
I agree. Will Liam Cohen.
And if you get to the playoffs the majority of the time, you're going to get a second deal.
He's got Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
He's got Brian Thomas Jr. at wide receiver.
You know
got Trevor Lawrence.
To hold an NFL job for like 5 years. How long is his term? Did he sign a 5-year deal?
You have to look that
probably
up.
Probably not. He probably signed like a 3-year deal. I mean.
Okay. Well, if he gets a second term, then it's a success.
He'll have modest success. Okay. Yes. He'll get
I'm
a
just
second
down
contract.
On
he signed a 5-year contract.
He signed 5-year. He ain't going to be there 6 years.
Probably right.
According to Jeremy Fowler. He's making $12 million a year.
God.
That's crazy.
Five-year deal.
He's making 12.
That owner will get...
You can argue with Jeremy Fowler. That's what it says here.
That owner will be frustrated. That owner will fire him. So I guess I'm going to say...
Now, there's a different report which says his contract's worth $4.5 million a year.
Yeah, there's just no way he's making $12 million a year. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, 4.5 sounds more realistic.
Liam Cohen?
I mean, it's an article here that says, according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, Cohen's 5-year contract with the Jaguars pays an average of $12 million per year. This is more than double what he would have earned as the highest paid offense coordinator. ESPN reported the agreement between the Bucs and Cohen when he was a coordinator was about $4.5 million per year.
All right. Well, I can't believe they're paying him that much money.
It's crazy.
Trevor Lawrence better throw 40 touchdowns.
The owner fired the Ohio State donk at 1 year, right?
During the year.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer was out.
Urban Meyer's not going to
He was a complete farce.
I agree, but Cohen's not going to last the full 5 years. No way. So failure.
So if I had to rank.
I'm going to say failure.
If I had to rank them right now, I'd go Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Carroll.
I might be Team Carroll.
Maybe Cohen.
He might be my number one.
Cohen, Moore, Glenn.
It's hard not to be tainted by the situations they have right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to put, like, let's say you loved Kellen Moore, but he's inheriting the Saints situation. It's tough to.
That's going
to
fail. That's going to fail.
Yeah, I have him.
I'm telling you, Drabby, I'm Team Pete. Pete
number one.
He's my favorite because he's picking up a terrible team. He'll advance the most.
I can't
win a playoff game.
I think Liam Cohen could be sneaky. Like, we didn't expect Sirianni to be this stud.
I can't get over how JP compared Vrabel to Ron Rivera.
Oh, he's just saying based on the
I was saying that it's not that I compare their two coaching chops. I'm comparing
the numbers.
When Ron Rivera arrived here, we scrutinized his record, and he had only been to the playoffs half the time. And what he said is that Vrabel was there. Yes. It's half the time.
Right. I still think Vrabel coach circles around Ron, but
yes. There's not even close. They're not even.
But again,
the same
and Vrabel was dealing. I mean, Tannehill was his quarterback for the most part.
Yeah.
All right. Now he's. I think he's got a better quarterback.
I think Vrabel and Pete. Those are my top two.